गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरा वन चारी, यमुना तीरा वन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरा वन चारी, यमुना तीरा वन चारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा, हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय, श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं बुधिरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोकेर् भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। वी आर रीडिंग श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4। Canto 4, Chapter 26, Chapter titled King Puranjan Goes to the Forest to Hunt. Text number 18. Narada Vacha Puranjana Swamahishim Niriksha Vadhutam Bhuvi Tatasangyo Matha Jnano वेकल्व्यं परमं ययो। नारद उवाच पुरञ्जन स्वमहिषीं निरीक्षवाधूतां भुवि ततसङ्गोन्मतितज्ञानो वेकल्व्यं परमं ययो। नारद उवाच पुरञ्जन स्वमहिषीं निरीक्षवधूतं भुवि ततसङ्गोन्मतितः ज्ञानो वैकल्व्यं परमं ययो। नारद उवाच पुरञ्जन स्वमहिषीं नारद उवाच पुरञ्जना स्वमहिषीं निरीक्षावधूतां भुवि ततसङ्गोन्मतितज्ञानं वैकल्व्यं परमं ययो। नारद उवाच पुरञ्जन स्वमहिषीं निरीक्षवाधूतां भुवि ततसङ्गोन्मतितज्ञानो वैकल्व्यं परमं ययो। माताजि नारद उवाच पुरञ्जन स्वमहिषीं निरीक्षावधूतां भुवि ततसङ्गोन्महितितं ज्ञानं वैकल्वयं परमं ययो। वट् वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग्? नारद उवाच द ग्रेट् सेज् नारद स्पोक् पुरञ्जन किङ्ग् पुरञ्जन् स्वमहिषीं his own kyun niriksha after seeing avadhutam appearing like a mendicant bhuvi on the ground tat har sanga by association unmatita encourage jnana whose knowledge vaikalvyam bewilderment paramam supreme, yayo obtained. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The great sage Narada continued, "My dear King Prachinibari, as soon as the King Puranjan saw his queen lying on the ground, appearing like a mendicant, he immediately became bewildered." Purport. In this world verse, the word avadhutam is especially significant, for it refers to a mendicant who does not take care of his body. Since the queen was lying on the ground without bedding and proper dress, King Puranjan became very much aggrieved. In other words, he repented that he had neglected his intelligence and had engaged himself in the forest in killing animals. In other words, when one's good intelligence is separated or neglected, he fully engages in sinful activities. Due to neglecting one's good intelligence or Krishna consciousness, one becomes bewildered and engage in sinful activities. Upon realizing this, a man become repentant. Such repentance is described by Narottam Das Thakur. Hari Hari Vifale Janama Gavainu Manusha Janama Paya Radha Krishna Na Bhajiya Janiya Suniya Vish Khainu. Narottam Das Thakur herein says that he repents for having spoiled his human life and knowingly drunk poison. By not being Krishna conscious, one willingly drinks the poison of material life. The purport is that one certainly becomes addicted to sinful activities when he becomes devoid of his good chaste wife, or when he has lost his good sense and does not take to Krishna consciousness. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuronmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swayam Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uttar Padkamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Itam Tam Sajivan Sadvaitam Savadutam Nasaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhavitamcha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Pramule Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Desha Tarane Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gortyase Namo He Krishna Karuna Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhayasya Kirpa Sindhu Bhaya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I am seeking the blessing of all the Vaishnavas. So please bless me so that I can speak on this verse in the proper parampara, especially Sundar Shyam Prabhu, Golila Prabhu and all other devotees. So we see, continuing the pastime of King Puranjan, King Prachinibari, where the story is given about to Puranjan. So actually this verse, yesterday in our Vrinda group meeting, Radhishyam Prabhu, whole morning section on dedicated on this verse only. So Prabhuji took so much time to teach us about this, how good intelligence and bad intelligence. What the when we take shelter, when we get the association of good intelligence, how it will elevate us, and we take association of bad intelligence means subuddhi, good intelligence, and kubuddhi, bad intelligence. Subuddhi is also called as the chest wife, and kubuddhi is like wife with material desires and driven by the flickering mind and the impure senses. So to teach us this point, Prabhuji took 3 hours session. So I just repeating the same thing, because Prabhuji's words are like from there we can simply understand how it is very much important. And also yesterday I went to meet to Prabhuji Rajshyam Prabhu. So then he was saying that this verse I already spoken in Kunjubihari temple. So you can take recording from that here and then speak whatever. So I also heard the recording, and that was the same only. So we see here how a living entity, when come in this world, material world, it was described in the 25th chapter. As soon as the bewildered living entity going for different species of bodies, which was not satisfied, once somehow chance, after going so many species, he come to the human species. Then he was having chance to fulfill all the desires which he was having for sense gratification. Then he looking for the some shelter where he get helps to come fulfill that desires, and he got that shelter of intelligence. So it was mentioned that that intelligence is very close to the soul. So then he takes shelter of intelligence, and with the help of intelligence he has the chance that with the help of intelligence he can get rid of this cycles of birth and death, and achieve the succession in human life. Not in human life, human succession in going back to Godhead. Or then again continue the same thing with the help of intelligence, fulfilling the same desires which he was doing the all the species, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So Prabhupada nicely mentioned here purport in this: if one is not Krishna consciousness, surely he is engaged in all these activities, sinful activities. There is no, actually there is no other way, because the people commit sinful activities because of ignorance, because of the avidya, all the things, sinful activities comes. So if they don't have knowledge of the if they don't have proper knowledge of the human species or the living entity suffering in the three world, then they will not take shelter, and they continue the same thing. They feel that only purpose of living is to simply eat, drink, and be merry, and they continue that. So therefore and they will suffer. So but when one get Krishna consciousness, then you understand that this is not a proper, this is not a goal of enjoy life and in that way, but some higher purpose is there. So I should get rid of from this, and then he will take shelter. So just like Prabhupada was in Jalduta praying, late I will become the puppet in the hand of Krishna. In whatever way he make me dance, I am happy to dance according to his direction. So if one is not becoming puppet in the hand of Krishna, then by default he is puppet in the hand of the three modes, which we now picture that how this Maya Devi is making them dance. So that is already there. For there we don't have to work that how I will become. It is already there. So therefore it's so much important for a person to become Krishna consciousness. Then that is the only solution. There is no other solution to become happy or to get to go back to Godhead. So Prabhupada nicely is telling here. when one is not Krishna conscious, then surely he will engage in sinful activities. So actually nowadays Kali Yuga is increasing. I was reading in Parikshit Maharaj section when he first time saw that Kali, a person, black person in the form of a king, he just punishing to the hitting the on the legs of a cow. So that time first time he saw, and he just went and to give punishment to the Kali. So when the sages was hearing from this to the Suta Goswami, Shonakadya Rishi, then they were asking question, why Parikshit Maharaj only gave punishment? Why he not killed him? Why only he gave punishment? So Prabhupada write in the purport very nicely. Actually this sages, they don't know actually where is the Kali becoming advanced, so-called advancement, how the Shudra became the administrator of the state, and they will kill these kinds of animals in a very very sophisticated way and big large way. So if they hear, if they don't know that, then what to tell? So therefore so when this thing was there, they become surprised, the sages, how this Parikshit Maharaj left that person who is trying to kill cows. So therefore it is very much important for all of us to, as we are saved when we took shelter of the ISKCON and Krishna consciousness, we are very much saved. And just after saving, this help us to understand that how intelligence, taking shelter of proper intelligence, will grow more and more in Krishna consciousness and achieve our life success and help others also. So Krishna consciousness works in both way, make your life perfect, and while doing that simultaneously help others also. So therefore this kind of intelligence, kubuddhi and subuddhi, very much important. So then I just take now. So atma is a friend of a buddhi, which already we discussed. So subuddhi means chaste and religious devoted wife, here it is called as. And kubuddhi is like connected with impure mind, impure misled mind and senses. So what happened, it is mentioned here that husband, in this verse only, when husband get devoted or subuddhi, then what happened, then he will achieve success in his life. So Prabhuji was telling that devoted wife means getting early in the morning, practicing Krishna consciousness, taking care of this husband, children's and everything. So that is called as devoted wife. So when wife become devoted, what result do we get? Husband also become sincere devotee. So Prabhuji was telling Rashambhu that example of like our congregation preaching started in that way only. First they Janva Mataji became devotee, then Satyavati Mataji, and they slowly they brought their husbands. So it helps us that show that how when wife or subuddhi is a become a devotee, then for intelligence, so then it helps us to soul to take this Krishna consciousness very favorable way. And so then you are saying that subuddhi actually it is very available for us, just like here, but provided we take shelter, that is the most important thing. Like he gave some example, Prabhuji, that how Ravana, in the case of Ravana, was Mandotari, was a chaste wife, it was available there, and she was telling to him, leave Sita, give Sita back, but he was not listening. So then what happened, he not took shelter of the subuddhi or chaste wife. And another example of chaste wife is like
Gandhari. Gandhari was such a power that when she saw that her husband don't have any this eyes, so she also covered the eyes. Otherwise, she feel that I'll become proud. So because of her chastity, she got a lot of power. And then in between, she was also giving advice to the Dhritarashtra that this about Pandavas. But he also, because of the attachment to Duryodhan and all that, he also not took shelter of her. So this shows that when one sincerely desire to become Krishna consciousness, all this thing, Krishna will surely help. Actually, this point Prabhupada right in purport of first canto, 7th chapter, where the son of Drona punished. So he was Prabhupada right in purport that if one is sincerely desiring that I wanted to make life my perfect, then by hearing the desire of a soul, Krishna fulfilled the desire. And then Prabhupada write that after fulfilling the desire, that Krishna fulfilled the desire, then the soul has to be take shelter of the process in a favorable way. So from that, other part has to be taken care by the endeavor of the condition, endeavor of the soul. When he get by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, he get the Krishna consciousness, the other part has to be endeavor. Actually, this Krishna consciousness, this devotion service is such a simple. Prabhupada many times I mentioned that. Such a simple that even the child can also do. Like he says that child comes with his parents in the morning and not knowing the importance of paying obeisances. If he pay obeisances, then he get the lot of blessings. He increases devotion service. And in this way, so Prabhupada mentioned that devotion service is very simple. So not that the devotion service is like other processes where for karmi they have to work hard for getting success in their material life. From their endeavor they think that because of my endeavor only I can become success. And the jnani and the yogi also, they do lot of tapasya by their endeavor and they become success. But devotion service is not meant for my endeavor or all this thing. So this question asked by one devotee to His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. So that he was saying that we heard that many times that devotion service is a mercy, cannot be achieved by our endeavor. So then someone may say that okay, it is a mercy, so that I will wait for mercy and I should not put my own effort. So how it has to be seen? Then Maharaj told that whatever we are doing in the Krishna consciousness, actually it is a mercy. We cannot achieve by our endeavor. Devotion service actually is a mercy which we get by the Krishna and all the acharyas. But when we endeavor, we qualified to receive their mercy. So therefore we have to both way. From our side we have to put complete effort and then depend on them. So this is called as a Krishna consciousness. So Krishna consciousness is such a simple way. Prabhuji, yesterday we were taking sections in the evening that Krishna does not see the how much you do for him or how much you bring for him. He just see that whatever intention or motivation you are doing for him. Like he was giving example of there was a big meeting for Prabhupada was taking for the this book distributor, and all book distributor were waiting for the Prabhupada's that answer. So where they were thinking that Prabhupada will be speak about this place, they have nice book distribution, they had did that place, they were, and they were expecting some receiving blessings from Prabhupada. And Prabhupada understood their mood. So then he was having nice bead bag with good embroider and the counter beads, very colorful, four beads in one color. So Prabhupada was seeing that and very nicely was doing. So all devotees are thinking that such a big meeting is there. What Prabhupada is doing? Actually, the Prabhupada was appreciating that the Mataji who has made this beadbag for Prabhupada. Such a nice bead. So I was thinking that such a big meeting, but Prabhupada was appreciating this simple thing. Prabhupada, see how nice beadbag is there. This is made by this Mataji with out of love and way. So Prabhupada was saying that this is a way that one can serve. Taking care of details is a sign of love. So she made very nicely one embroidery, made it very nicely. So Prabhupada appreciating in front of big leaders of her little endeavor, trying to make the least to Krishna. So Krishna only happy when one make endeavor according to one's capacity. So only Prabhupada see that that person is putting his full capacity while serving Krishna. So either example of squirrel or Hanuman, that is not much important. But important is that whatever capacity squirrel has, he is putting that. So this is the way Krishna consciousness work. So therefore, it is very much helpful for us that we should properly, as a regular basis, observe our life and see that daily basis my subuddhi is nourishing and is not getting affected, or kubuddhi is not making me divert from the Krishna consciousness. So therefore, and then he projecting that how this subuddhi has to be grow, this intelligence, good intelligence, how it will be increased by sincerely taking shelter of the scriptures with the intense desire to serve and to please Krishna. That is most important. And second was serving guru, spiritual master. So in this way, when we go on doing day after day after day, in this way our nourishment in Krishna consciousness will increase, and intelligence, pure intelligence, it will go on making progress, all this thing. So therefore we saw the example of how when the facility is available, but if we not take the benefit, then it will not help. So another example of when the wife was a chaste and good mother. So example of good mother, we can see that how Suniti, she took care of her child such a nice way. So even in difficult situation, so much difficult situation was there, but she not a tinge of got affected from that situation, but she gave proper guidance, which was only the her son was the only was there whom their affection, all this thing, because from her husband side she was not getting any love and care. So therefore but she gave proper time, proper guidance. So when the wife was devoted or using proper intelligence, then Krishna will surely give them proper intelligence to take care of the husband and children. So now example of Kubuti, Prabhupada's giving wife. He was saying the Kekai. Kekai, actually this Ramayana explained that Kaushalya has lot of affection and love for Bharat Maharaj, and the Kekai has lot of affection and love for Lord Ram. So when the news came that to Kekai that Lord Ram is going to become a king tomorrow, given by mantra to Kekai, she became so happy, so jubilant. She immediately removed her necklace and gave to Kekai, so mantra. And mantra immediately became angry and threw that necklace. She told her that, you know what you are doing, that today, tomorrow Lord Ram is going to become a king, and what you will become after he will become your king, after he will become the king, and Bharat will become the under him. So similarly you also become the under Kaushalya. So then Kekeyi was a good soul. After then, by association with impure mind, which is mantra is a impure mind, she got affected, and then she went. Then she asked to mantra, "What should I do?" Then she gave ill advice. "What should you do? And go to Kopamahal and lie there." All this thing. So therefore, this example shows that when one before she was very nice, very devoted, but if one is not growing, making everyday effort to grow his intelligence in a proper way under the guidance of scriptures, guru and shastra, then over a period of time it will get spoiled by the power of mind and senses. So therefore it is very much important, regularly touch scriptures, Srila Prabhupada books. We should regularly read and take guidance from them and spiritual master lectures. So this help us to, otherwise as a practitioner is very difficult. So Prabhupada was giving another examples. Intelligence will be misleaded by the mind. How? By actually intelligence in Bhagavad Gita mentioned that it is superior than the mind. So intelligence can become the subordinate of the mind. So superior can mislead by subordinate. For example, this Kamsa. Actually, one period of time, Kamsa was realized when he understood that I am just giving a lot of trouble to, after the sons killed of Devakant Vasudeva. He realizing, and in the meeting he was discussing all this thing. But again, this subordinates, ministers, they boost his false ego by telling that, "Oh, you are such a person, you defeated them, so many asuras you have defeated, they are under you." And they were telling that Brahmaji, Shivaji and Vishnuji, Vishnu is hiding in the heart, all these things. So many was boosting the ego of the Kamsa, they were. And then Kamsa also became he is superior, but come under the direction of the subordinate. This happened of how the mind when become overpower. And similarly, it happens to the Ravana also, where Vibhishan was there when he was giving good advice. So then he was Indrajit became angry on him, and then he spoke so many things to the Vibhishan. And similarly, the other minister were helping Kamsa, Ravana, that how we have so much lot of power, all this thing. So therefore, these are the examples. So there are many more examples. Most important example, what you are saying about Ajamila. How Ajamila case, both thing happen. First he was having the, we can say, Subuddhi. And then by seeing the prostitute Shudra and Shudrani, he become affected from that. And then what happened? The mind and senses overpowered his intelligence, and he become degraded. Yeah. And he become degraded, so much so degraded, then he engaged in all the sinful activities. So in this way, this Kubodhi has overpowered. But after a long period of time, after so many years, so when he heard the conversation between Vishnu Duta and Yamu Dutas, so then his intelligence trying to help him, Subuddhi. So then he left, went to Haridwar for practicing Krishna consciousness sincerely, and in 12 years very austere way he practiced. So much so he practiced, then while practicing also he was repenting, which today purport was explaining that when after leaving Krishna consciousness, when one comes back, then he repent so much. then he repent that what life I was living. Actually, Prabhupada also very nicely mentioned in that purport, Ajamila's purport, that one should not only give up the, after coming to Krishna consciousness, one should not only give up the sinful activities what he was doing, but one should also repent what mistake he did. So repentance help us to grateful what I have received now. I supposed to be get more and more sinful active, more I supposed to go to the hellish planet, lower and lower hellish planet, and suffer so much, but the somehow other Krishna's mercy and Guru Maharaj mercy that I have got this life back to practice sincerely. So he will feel grateful to what he received, and then he also remain very sincere in practice. So, and ahead he was going, Prabhupada was writing so many points that after coming to Krishna consciousness, one should always remember that what a life he was living, so that again he will not go back there. And said, how fortunate I am that now I am had the chance to chant holy name, to hear Bhagavatam class, to associate with devotees. All these things, facilities I have. So in this way, repentance help us to grow more and more in Krishna consciousness and then become sincere. So therefore, actually the devotional study is such a nice that we will become, when we sincerely practice, then we will perfect our life. Actually this, in how the glories of devotional service and devotees, we see that even Lord Narayan is explaining to the Durvasa Muni. I was reading that purports translation. So when the, after the Ambarish Maharaj, when he saw that Ambarish Maharaj is broke his fast, and then he created a demon, and then Ambarish Maharaj with folded hand, he just not asked Lord from any help or this, just folded hand, he was just remembering Krishna. And that time Lord Sudarshan Chakra came. And then what happened? Lord Sudarshan Chakra, when he came, then first of all he killed the demon, and then was behind to Durvasa Muni. And when Durvasa Muni ran everywhere, Brahmaloka, Shivaloka, and ultimately he reached to the Vaikuntha, where Lord Narayan, he took shelter of Lord Narayan. But Lord Narayan told that actually I do not have control to myself. Just like a chaste wife, by her dedicated service and by her devotion, she conquered the her husband. Similarly, my devotee who are completely dedicated to my service and my devotion, I am completely under their control. So I do not have any my control. So because of my devotee's devotional service, I am there under. So then Durvasa Muni says that how you can say that you are under the control of a devotee? You told in the Bhagavatam that I am a Saurat. First verse only speak that you are Saurat. Then Lord Narayan says that actually this is like external I told, but internal I always under the control of my devotees. Then he spoke the other verse, how that Sadhu Nam, I am just fully under the dedicated, under the control of them. And then again Durvasa Muni tell that, but my dear Lord, you also told that Namo Brahmana Devaya, go Brahmana Devaya, and I am a Brahmana, you should take care of me. But he told that as compared to the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, Vaishnavas are more dear. Why? Because when you see, when you try to kill to the Ambarish Maharaj, what he did, he simply folded hand and just praying to the Lord. But when my Sudarshan was trying to kill you, what you did, you run here and there, all this thing, trying to save your life. So my devotee are completely selflessly and they are under me. So therefore I do not have control on myself. So therefore devotional service and devotee are so much dear to me. So therefore it is very much important how when one is growing every day, sincerely practice in this way, and then Prabhupada and all the acharyas has given assurance that devotional service is such a nice that you can practice his life and you will go back to what in this life only. Okay. So, time is over. Yes. I will stop here only. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yes. Thank you.